Apollo 11, over.
Go ahead, 11.
Roger, we're working on the pressurization of the limb now and working off the decal at DSM limb pressure equalization. And we're down to step 13 where we're waiting for the cabin pressure to be 5, or it should be roughly 5 before we turn the repress package O2 valve to fill. Instead of 5, we're running about 4.4, over.
Roger, stand by a second.
Apollo 11, we did put the repress package O2 valve to fill momentarily there in step 13, and we have filled the bottles back up partially. What's the pressure reading there now, Neil? Now we have about 450 psi now in the 3 1-pound bottles.
Roger, stand by a second, please.
Roger, standing by, and the repress package valve is now in the off position. What's the cabin pressure now, bud? Cabin pressure is now 4.5.
At 3 hours 46 minutes, velocity is 18,917 feet per second. Distance from Earth, 9,002 nautical miles.
Apollo 11, we think these readings are within normal tolerances. We just wanted to get your concurrence before we pressed on any further with the decal.
Okay, Captain.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger. Lamb looks to be in pretty fine shape. About all we can see from here.
Okay, in reference to your question on this step 13 on the decal, I understand that you have used up the contents of the Repress O2 package, and at that time, instead of being up to 5 PSI, you were reading 4.4, is that correct?
Okay, 4.4, yes, sir.
Okay, and you want to know if you can go ahead and use additional oxygen to bring the command module up to 5.0 and continue the equalization? Over.
Yeah, we think it's within normal tolerances, Bruce. We just wanted to get your concurrence before we pressed on with this procedure.
Roger, Apollo 11, go ahead.
Okay, we're pressing on with the procedure.
And 11, Houston, we have a request for you on the service module secondary propellant fuel pressurization valves. As a precautionary measure, we'd like you to momentarily cycle the four switches to the closed position and then release. As you know, we have no TM or talkback on these valve positions, and it's conceivable that one of them might also have been moved into a different position by the shock of separation. Over.
Okay, good idea. That's being done.
Houston, roger out. Apollo 11, Houston, we're doing a non-propulsive vent on the booster at the present time. You may see some sort of a cloud coming out of it, and when you're ready, I have your evasive maneuver pad.
Roger, it's coming out.
Roger out.
It's a haze that's going by toward our minus X direction, and several small particles are moving along with it. The actual velocity is fairly high. At least it appears to be high. And we've got a O2 high, flow high right now.
Houston, roger out.
Houston, you might be interested that out my left-hand window right now, I can observe the entire continent of North America, Alaska, over the pole, down to the Yucatan Peninsula, Cuba, northern part of South America, and then I run out of window.
Roger, we copy.
That was Neil Armstrong with that report.